This podcast replay is brought to you by EJDConstruction.com. Call Eric at EJD Construction at 305-433-4843. They do it all, residential or commercial. EJDConstruction.com is the custom home builder and general contractor you can trust. 305-433-4843.
Pat in Nashville says, I want people to have realistic expectations. So we face three great defenses to start the year. New offenses rarely start the season on fire. The offense will be the best we've had in forever in time. Yeah, but they can also surprise them too. They have the element of surprise because they don't know what's coming. So if you're smart and you can scheme it right, you can also give yourself an advantage. Listen, if the line can block and they can run the ball a little bit, then Miami's going to be able to compete. And listen, maybe I'm not the guy, Pat, because I think the Dolphins can go 3-1 in the first four games. They can beat the Patriots. The zero blitz completely befuddled Lamar, and I don't think he's a great passer as it is. So I don't think anything has changed this offseason. And his weapons aren't anything that I should be afraid of. They have terrific tight ends, but you know, I don't have the fear of God that others have of the first 4 weeks of the season. Others have this fear of God of the first 4 weeks, like, oh my God, no, man, they can go 3-1. They can beat the Bengals, believe it or not. They have great corners to go up against those great receivers. Now, it's up to the line to stop Joe Mixon. That's not going to be easy. But they've got the pass rushers to, you know, create problems for Joe Burrow. You tell me the Bills game that they lose, I'm going to tell you, okay. The Bills are a hell of a team. They're a Super Bowl caliber team. They have a chance to be the best team in the AFC. They have a chance to be in the Super Bowl, and they have a chance to win the Super Bowl. I'm not taking that away from them. I get it, man. As much as I hate the Bills and I hate the Patriots and I hate the Jets, if they legitimately have a chance, I'm going to be objective about it. But I'm sorry. I don't fear these first four games like others do. I think Miami can be incredibly competitive and they can win a lot of those games. If there's better coaching, and I saw a sign of better coaching already on Saturday night in a preseason game that was meaningless, I get it. But I saw the organization of these players. I saw a third-string quarterback that was prepared. That shows, that's a reflection on that coaching staff. So I'm not the guy, and you know what, Pat in Nashville, I might be part of the problem because people are going to listen to this show and some people may be getting on my bandwagon with me. This whole thing, oh my God, the first four games, oh, they're so treacherous. Oh, it's the end of the world. Well, then how are the Dolphins supposed to be good? The day you're supposed to be good, it's because you beat good teams, right? Well, then let's go. Let's go. They won 9-10 games the last 2 years. This is a better roster. This is a better offensive coaching staff. So why can't I live in that zone that, well, wait a minute. They might be a better team this year than they were the last 2 years. They might be better coached this year than they were the last 2 years. There might be a much better offense than they were the last 2 years. And then they certainly have way more talent on offense than they've had the last 2 years. F that, dude. F that. Dolphins beat the Patriots twice last year. Why can't they beat them again? Dolphins embarrassed the Ravens. Finally. I don't know about you, but I got tired of getting embarrassed by the Ravens and pushed around. Well, guess what? The Dolphins did all the pushing around last year. What's going to change? I'm sorry. I'm not. I'm not in that. I'm not playing that game. I think this team is better. I think the quarterback finally has help. I think they have a coaching staff. I think they're actually going to develop a decent line. And this quarterback was productive with no line and no running game. Well, I think they're going to have some kind of a line, and I think they'll have some kind of a running game. They won't be dominant in those areas, because I don't think you go from being really bad to being dominant. Would be nice. It'd be really nice. Be a hell of an extreme, but it would be nice. But I expect this offense to be better, and I expect this team to be better. So I'm sorry. Pat in Asheville, I might be part of the problem raising the expectations on our side.